Leon Lahavas mit Green and Gold auf Flux FM am Dienstagnachmittag. Bevor Leon am morgigen Mittwoch im Vorprogramm der Überpopper Coldplay auftreten wird, spielt sie heute am Dienstagabend nochmal eine Extra-Show ohne Coldplay im Heimathafen Neukölln. Und jetzt ist die große Künstlerin bei uns im Studio. Wir quatschen ein bisschen über die immer noch aktuelle, tolle 2015er Platte Blood. Wir sprechen über ihre Erfahrungen im Stadion-Rock-Bereich, die sie ja momentan macht, wenn sie mit Coldplay auf Tour ist. Wir finden heraus, wie weit sie mit neuem Material ist. Wir sprechen über eine Prince-Show in ihrem Wohnzimmer und vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst aber sage ich nochmal Hello and welcome to Flux FM.
Hi, I understood absolutely everything you said.
I'm absolutely sure. I said something.
I wish I did.
I said something about experiences in stadium rock.
Yes.
Because that's what you're collecting right now. These experiences is what you're collecting right now. And I talked about the record Blood. That's been one of our favorites for a year now.
We
love it since it came out in 2015.
Thank you.
A great record. But first of all, how are you doing today?
I'm very well today. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. It's a full show today. I'm a busy man.
I'm sure.
The Last Shadow Puppets are going to be here at 5 and I'm going to play a few songs live.
Will you tell them I said hello?
I will. So you know those guys too?
A little bit. I did some backing vocals years and years ago on Miles Kane's
solo
album, yes.
Oh, see.
So tell him I said hello.
I will. I will do that. Where are you coming from today, Leanne?
I came from London. I landed in Berlin last night.
Oh, wow.
And before that, I was in Amsterdam.
With Coldplay?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And then I did a festival in Holland called Down the Rabbit Hole on Saturday. And then I was home for a day on Sunday. And I flew yesterday.
Okay, cool. You are a busy woman this year. You've been traveling around the world as a solo artist with your own band and supporting Coldplay as well.
Yeah.
You've been to South America with those guys and all over the place. You're touring with one of the biggest bands imaginable. How's that been so far for you?
It's a great, great blessing. I feel like I had no idea, you know, say at Christmas time, that I would be going on tour in South America and all over Europe with Coldplay, let alone that I would even be visiting those places anyway.
Yeah.
So I got the news in February. And then I got the ball rolling and all the planning was done. And then we were off at the end of March. So the first stop was Argentina.
Yeah. Buenos Aires was the first show, right?
Buenos Aires. And then we went to Santiago, Chile. Uh-huh. And we went to Lima, Peru. We went to Sao Paulo and Rio, Brazil. We went to Colombia, Bogota. And we went to Mexico City.
And it's always those huge stadium-like situations, right? Where you play right in front of 50,000 people or so.
Literally, minimum 50,000.
That is so crazy.
It was the first time that I'd ever played in a stadium.
Yeah.
It was the first time I'd ever been to any of those countries. And it's the first time I've ever supported an act as tremendous and mega as Coldplay.
Yeah. But you were in love as a kid with some of the earlier Coldplay songs, right? You and your brother used to listen to them all the time. That's what I found out.
Not my brother, because I don't have a brother.
No,
I'm an only child.
Yeah. It was a brother from another mother then.
Maybe. Probably. Yeah. That probably means my friends.
Yeah.
We all loved Coldplay when they came out with Parachutes.
Yeah.
And of course, we remained fans. I don't know, looking back, I realize actually how influential their songwriting was on my own songwriting. And because I used to play piano.
Yeah.
And to hear an artist in a band play piano was very inspiring.
Yeah.
I don't know, I think it had something to do with, you know,
when I was,
the way I write songs now.
When I was reading about you playing in South America, I all of a sudden heard some South American rhythms in your music and some bossa nova-ish guitar styles, for example, right? The way you pick your guitar, it's like it's like bossa nova-ish, kind of.
Well, that's my favorite type of music.
Oh, really?
And it's funny, until I played guitar, I hadn't discovered bossa nova yet. until I started learning the guitar. And it was actually on YouTube that I learned a lot of what I know now.
Yeah, right.
And I discovered some amazing jazz guitarists, and one of them was called Emily Remler. And she had these instructional videos on online. So I used to stay up all night and copy what she was doing and learn from her. And it turned out that, I don't know, I just have this absolute internal affinity with Brazilian music and bossa nova, and that groove and that amazing
I love the fact that bossa nova, the groove of the guitar is one great thing about bossa nova, but the other thing that I love is that they always sing that low, that goes
yes. Do you know Astrid Gilberto?
Sure.
So she's my voice idol.
Oh wow.
She's my favorite. The way it was so calm but emotive.
Yeah. And they know where they're going. They don't sing in low volume because they don't know what they're doing. You know, that's strange and really magic about that kind of music.
It's it's so peaceful and like lullabies, but then you can dance to it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my favorite music. And when I went there, I really, really felt connected. I felt like I had to go there, and I'm really happy that I have now.
Yeah, and the audience has reacted brilliantly, right?
They were amazing.
Cool.
They were amazing. So I've never seen that for a support act before.
And that's so good to hear, because, I mean, being a support act of such a great band, such a big band, can have its disadvantages, but I don't think that you did feel any of that. Because I read about Peaches supporting Marilyn Manson or something, and people kind of hated her, although you would think they fit perfectly, those two.
I would think that.
Yeah.
But I guess what I think about the Coldplay fans is that because they are Coldplay fans, they like a lot of music and they, you know, they appreciate, you know, kind of nice songs.
Yeah.
And I hope that that's what I brought to the table. It was very scary though, of course, and it still is every night. We're playing tomorrow night in Berlin. You know, I'm pretty terrified. But I think the adrenaline alone is enough to just make you feel on top of the world. So.
But I've read that you feel more vulnerable when you play smaller gigs, because
definitely
there's people are standing more close to you, or what's the reason for that?
Well, you can see everybody's face.
Yeah.
You can see their expressions. You can see what they're wearing. I don't know. You're just a lot closer.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I try to perform to any size audience the exact same way.
Yeah.
Because I wanted it all to feel intimate. I actually love those intimate gigs.
Yeah.
So I talk to even the stadium audiences like I would when it's, you know, 100 people.
Yeah, okay, cool. So you're looking forward to a more intimate gig tonight? I mean, Heimathafen Neukölln is not that small of a venue though, but it's going to be a bit smaller than the Coldplay Stadium.
A bit smaller. Yeah, no, I'm really excited to meet the people that are listening to my songs.
Yeah.
So it'll be lovely, I think.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
I think they're lovely people.
Like they are.
They're going to be on your show tonight. Let's listen to What You Don't Do, another great song off of the record Blood that's been out for a year now. And then we talk about plans for upcoming material, because I read you're already working on that.
Yeah.
And
where did you read that?
In an interview. Leon Lavas, you know, with What You Don't Do. Leon Lavas mit What You Don't Do, vom im letzten Sommer erschienenen Album Blood. Leon ist immer noch bei mir im Studio, bevor sie heute Abend im Heimathafen Neukölln auftreten wird. Beantwortet sie mir noch ein paar Fragen. Eine habe ich noch zur Platte aus dem letzten Jahr. I've told you already how much we love your record Blood. It's been out for a year now.
Thank you again.
Congratulations on that. It's one of our favorites, really. And you've been nominated for a Grammy for that album.
I got nominated for a Grammy.
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it?
It is completely crazy.
Yeah, and you're on tour with Coldplay now, which is a result of that great record too, I guess.
I hope so.
So it's been going well for you. And what I found interesting about that record is that you've worked with many people on this album. Dell's collaborator Paul Epworth co-produced stuff for the LP. Stephen McGregor, also known as The Genius.
Yeah.
From Jamaica, he was working with you.
He was.
Yeah.
He is amazing.
I think so too.
As is Paul.
Yeah. And yeah, and Jamie Lydell was in the studio with you.
Yeah, he's amazing too.
Working on Green and Gold with you, I think.
That's kind of the title track. So it's a very special 3 days that we made that song in New York, funnily enough.
And how do you make sure that all these cooks would not spoil the broth, you know what I'm saying? Because I believe that you were kind of like supervising the whole production of the album, but those are different types of producers and musicians. And how did you make sure that, because I don't think that it sounds as if too many people were involved.
Well, I think it's because I was there. Mm. If they were all writing for me, I think it would sound very different, but I would never let that happen.
Yeah.
And I was there throughout the whole process. I met everyone individually. I felt I connected individually with everyone. And of course, my longtime collaborator, Matt Hales, did the majority of the album. So we felt there was a definite continuation and a continuity from the first album running through. But then the new influences helped it to be a development of the upon the first album. So, yeah, I think it's just because I'm very, from doing it, actually, I figured out what I really like and what I really want and how to get what I want in the studio.
and that will lead to you doing more production on the upcoming album, right? Because that's your plan.
Definitely. Yeah. I would love to be a producer one day or to, you know, to help, if I can, other artists in my position to realize their sound to help them sound the way they want to sound.
Yeah, it's an interesting job, right?
It really is.
Yeah,
it's so crazy.
Psychology is involved and a lot of... You have to be a nerd with all the electronical stuff, with
the
consoles.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily. Yeah, you can have an engineer to be the nerd.
I'm certainly not technically minded in that way, but I do feel very sensitive to sounds in the studio, and I think I've gotten better at describing what I would like to hear. I also found when I was doing Green and Gold, which you played earlier, I found that I really liked the way the natural instrument, just when you're recording it, if it sounds good when you've done it, when you've recorded it, there's not really much reason for you to change that after it's been recorded. So if it goes in good, it's going to come out good.
Yeah. That's some kind of your philosophy for your guitar style as well, right? Because there's not too much.
It's not like you've got to get the sound right at source.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to play with it.
Yeah.
At all.
And did you talk to the Coldplay guitarist about that?
It's funny. I've made friends with the guitar tech of Coldplay, and their guitars just sound amazing.
Yeah. But they work a lot with delays and stuff, right?
They do.
It's like
they
the
do,
edge from you too. They play this one string and it goes like bing ding ding ding.
Yeah, but I love that. And when you have to have a lot of time to play around with it. And now they've had, you know, almost 20 years to figure out what their favorite sounds are. So it works though. Yeah. It totally works for them.
So how far are you with the upcoming record? Because you just told me that there's very definite plans for that. You've booked the studio and you've already found people you're going to work with. Matt is obviously involved.
Matt's
again
totally involved. I am just really, we're really, really close friends. And I think it really makes that process of writing really, really fun.
Sure.
Because we also have very similar taste.
Yeah, and you have to open up in front of somebody you write a song with, right? It's important that you kind of love this guy.
Exactly. And every time I finish an album and then go away for a bit, you know, he'll go away and do some other work.
Yeah.
And then we can reconvene with our new experience. And then it's going to sound different because of that. So I'm excited to work with him again.
Yes.
I am also working with a lot of my friends, again, like a lot of my friends who are kind of unknown producers and writers, but I just love them and I love their style. So that's really cool because they're all in London and I can just walk to the house and just jam with them and, you know, leave at 2 in the morning if I want.
But you once said that you love writing songs in America or in Miami, LA, in places like that?
I do love to travel. Yeah, I love, okay. Because it, when you're away from home, you don't think the same as when you are at home, yeah. You know, because you have to, I don't know, you have to clean your house or yeah. You have to pay bills or I don't know. Yeah. But when you're away, it's kind of like being on holiday.
Yeah.
So you can, your mind is a bit clearer, yeah, maybe, yeah. Perhaps. Yeah.
I always have that when I'm traveling to a country where they speak a language that I don't understand. You know, yeah. Going to the Czech Republic, for example.
Wow.
And sit in the bar there.
Yeah.
Your mind is wandering because you just don't understand a single word of what people are talking about. That's good sometimes.
Like coming to Germany. Yeah. For me.
You should probably write one or two songs in Germany then.
Maybe I will.
There's one short story that I've read about and I don't want to force you into telling the whole thing, but I've read about Prince playing a show in your living room in 2014. You were singing some of the songs on his album, but how did all that happen? I mean, how did Prince turn up in your living room? That's the greatest thing that one can imagine, kind of.
It is. Well, I would say the greatest thing was being friends with him.
Yeah.
So that's basically how it happened. When we first met, it was 2012.
Okay.
I think. And we stayed in touch ever since then and, you know, became friends. And I would, you know, he would call me sometimes.
Wow.
Or he would email me sometimes. But I think the way that he ended up coming to my home was that I called him to wish him a happy new year in 2014. And like days later, I got an email saying, I've got an idea. I do the press conference for my new album in your house. And then I couldn't refuse. Yeah. It was like, okay, Prince, sure. So it happened like a month later or 2 months later in February of 2014, because he was in London for the start of his tour with his band Third Eye Girl, who I'm friends with, and they're all incredibly amazing, talented ladies.
Sure.
So yeah, he came to London. First stop was my house. And I remember that day so vividly. It was like the craziest day. I had all these crew members in my house just, you know, setting up my house.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden there was a smoke machine in your living room.
Smoke machine in the kitchen.
In the kitchen, I'm sorry.
So that the smoke could travel throughout the living room and the dining area. And then there was like a huge purple light outside the window shining in. And there was like white flowers and there was, you know, he had his guitar tech and his lighting guy and the sound guy. And then there was a little sofa part made in the dining room. And then the living room was the stage.
Oh, wow. Crazy.
And then he arrived with all these beautiful women. And there was like a small room at the back of my house, which was like our office. And that was his dressing room.
Oh, wow.
And I made him a cup of tea.
Oh, wow. It's such a funny story, and it's kind of sad though when we're talking about it.
No, it's incredibly shocking and devastating.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because it's been felt so strongly from literally everyone everywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
And I don't know, all I feel now is just that we must, you know, as musicians and music lovers, we must just carry on what he started.
Yeah.
Carry on writing the craziest music and carry on not caring what people think and carry on playing his songs.
Yeah. I've talked to Little Scream yesterday. I don't know if you know her music, Laurel Springer. Little Scream. She's from Canada, actually.
No.
She's from the States, but she lives in Canada.
Okay.
And her new record it has some Prince vibes to it as well. And we were talking about Prince almost every day here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. Super sad story. But
rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace, Prince. So you're going to play at Heimathafen Neukölln tonight with your band, and then you're going to... No, you're going to do a solo show.
I'm on my own.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I love the stuff that you're doing on your own.
Thank you.
The Blood solo.
My Blood solo EP is out now, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, listen to it. It's great.
Also available on vinyl.
Oh, wow.
just so you know.
See you at the merch stand, everybody. Liella, was spielt heute also solo im Heimathafen Neukölln? That's even better. It's even more intimate. Let's go there, people. Wer vorbeikommen möchte, der kann anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer. Zum Glück, ich habe mich jetzt ein bisschen verquatscht mit Liella, aber es ist so schön, mit der Künstlerin zu reden. Insofern müsst ihr da durch. 030 2000 9000 ist jedenfalls die Nummer, um an Tickets zu kommen für Liella Lavas morgen im Heimathafen Neukölln. Und übermorgen können sich dann die Coldplay-Fans glücklich schätzen, denn dort wird sie im Vorprogramm auftreten. Liella, it was great talking to you.
You too.
Thanks for visiting.
Thank you for
and
having
as
me.
As soon as you finish your new material, you send us bits and pieces so we can tease on the upcoming third album. Liella Lavas war bei uns im Studio für die Tickets. Jetzt im Heimathafen ruft jetzt an unter 030 2000 9000. Und hier ist sie nochmal mit Midnight zum Abschluss des Gesprächs. Thank you, Leon. Bye bye.
Danke.